Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ning Ninem Hang Sing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says maritime sector is driving India's growth. Centre approves 20 crore rupees second installment of SDRF to Nagaland for 2025-26. Civil society organisations in Dimapur supports lifting of Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act. And Additional Deputy Commissioner Tenning emphasises on collective responsibility in eradicating drug abuse from the society. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said maritime sector is driving India's growth. He said over the last decade, the sector has transformed significantly, boosting trade and port infrastructure. Mr. Modi was addressing the Maritime Leaders Conclave organized under the India Maritime Week 2025 at the NESCO Exhibition Centre in Mumbai this evening. He said India's maritime sector is advancing with great speed and energy. The Prime Minister said today, India's ports are counted among most efficient in developing world, he said, in many aspects they are performing even better than those in the developed world.
साथियों, मैं आप सभी का ग्लोबल मैरिटाइम लीडर्स कॉन्क्लेव में अभिनंदन करता हूं। साल 2016 में मुंबई में ही इस आयोजन की शुरुआत हुई। आज ये समिट एक ग्लोबल इवेंट बन गई है। आज यहां इस कार्यक्रम में दुनिया के 85 से अधिक देशों की भागीदारी, ये अपने आप में एक बहुत बड़ा मैसेज दे रही है।
The centre has approved advance release of 20 crore rupees as second installment of central share of State Disaster Response Fund SDRF to Nagaland for the year 2025-26. The amount was approved by Union Home Minister Amit Shah. In a statement, Home Ministry said that central government is standing shoulder to shoulder with the state governments during natural calamities and disasters and providing them all necessary support. The ministry added that this year central government has already released 15,554 crore rupees to 27 states under SDRF and 2,267 crore rupees to 15 states under NDRF. It added that in addition, over 4,571 crore rupees have been released from the State Disaster Mitigation Fund to 21 states and 372 crore rupees from National Disaster Mitigation Fund to 9 states. A consultative meeting between Naga Council Dimapur, NCD and various civil society organizations from East Dimapur was held today at NCD Conference Hall. During the meeting, several organizations formally extended their support to the call for lifting the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition NLTP Act. NCD convener Zase Zake Seto informed that six organizations from East Dimapur have joined the earlier eight organizations in demanding the revocation of the NLTP Act. Mr. Zake Seto said, during the meeting, it has decided and resolved to lift the NLTP Act 1989 from Dimapur district.
NLTP Act of 1989 to Dimapur district decision resolved further discussion.
Convener of East Dimapur Area Village Council Chairman Forum Aheto Yeptomi asserted that despite 36 years of prohibition, the act has brought more harm than good. Emphasizing that the intention of the church is respected, Mr. Yeptomi said, the ground reality shows that prohibition has failed and urged the government to replace the act with a regulated system for the welfare of society and public health.
We know drugs, alcohol, to a society government, yes. So if we talk about that, we are very much with our church leaders. Into Amakan Inga Sato Le, 36 years experience, into practically it brings more gap socially, ethically, morally. Society Bal Propagandi, Amakan Health Bal Taikogani, into practically Sile Amakan. It will give Kurugina Ekta government Ekta system Bal Badaik and Jali Bal Huligi. It will keep Palmasa.
Meanwhile, President of East Dimapur Youth Organization, Kanato Awomi, said, although Nagaland is officially a dry state, alcohol remains easily accessible and called upon the government to lift the prohibition and introduce alternative measures. Additional Deputy Commissioner Daning Furhese Nui has emphasized the importance of collective responsibility in eradicating drug abuse from the society. Speaking during an awareness program on Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan with the theme Drugs and Substance Abuse conducted today at Government Higher Secondary School Auditorium, Daning Peren, Mr. Nui encouraged students to be ambassadors of change by making positive life choices and guiding their peers to stay away from harmful substances. As part of the campaign, a series of competitions centered on the theme was organized. Prizes were awarded to the winners of various categories to recognize and encourage their efforts. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Polling for the vacant seat at Ward 11, Jipa, under the Fusero Town Council was successfully conducted yesterday. The State Election Commission Nagaland informed that the polling was conducted peacefully and smoothly without any untoward incidents. The polling witnessed voter turnout of 87.09%, which was a straight contest between two independent candidates. Meanwhile, the counting of votes and declaration of results is scheduled for 31st of this month. The annual state-level science drama competition ASDC 2025 was held today at Innovation Hub Nagaland Science Center, Dimapur, under the theme Science and Technology for the Benefit of Mankind. PM Sri Government Higher Secondary School, Dimapur, won the Nagaland ASDC 2025 and will represent the state at zonal level in the Northeast Zone Science Drama Competition, which will be held on 21st of November at National Science Center, Guwahati. Science Drama Competition is an annual event which is organized across the country with the primary aim to showcase juvenile artistic creativity and to use the medium of drama as a potent tool for dealing with socio-scientific issues of current importance in the society. The next generation GST reforms have provided relief to the tourism sector by reducing tax burdens and making travel, accommodation and cultural experiences more affordable for citizens. GST on hotel stays priced at under 7,500 rupees per night has been reduced from 12% to 5%, making accommodation more accessible. The step has boosted weekend travel, pilgrimage circuits, heritage tourism and ecotourism. Furthermore, it has encouraged investment in hotels and homestays, creating jobs and improving infrastructure. Mera Yuva Bharat, under the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports in collaboration with District Administration Dimapur, will be organizing a district-level Padayatra as part of Sardar at 150 Unity March campaign on the eve of 150th birth anniversary of the Iron Man of India Sardar Vallabhai Patel on 31st of this month. In this regard, Deputy Commissioner Dimapur Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang has informed that the event will start from City Tower Tajan Aur Road at 6 a.m. and will culminate at Dimapur Government College with a short program. All concerned institutions, officials and volunteers have been requested to assemble at the starting point by 6 a.m. And India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rain over few places in Nagaland during the next 2 days. The weather office also predicted thunderstorm and lightning likely to occur at isolated places over the state on 31st October and 1st November. Meanwhile, Kohima today recorded a maximum temperature of 28.2 degrees Celsius with a minimum temperature of 17.2 degrees Celsius, while Dimapur recorded a maximum temperature of 32 degrees Celsius with 22.2 degrees Celsius as the minimum temperature. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says maritime sector is driving India's growth. Centre approves 20 crore rupees second installment of SDRF to Nagaland for 2025-26. Civil society organisations in Dimapur supports lifting of Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act. And additional Deputy Commissioner Tenning emphasises on collective responsibility in eradicating drug abuse from the society. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.